And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
Tell me you didn't just enjoy that.
Guilty.
What?
Those are unbelievable.
They're unbelievable. You scoffed when you saw them.
I was like, man, it's too much.
But they're unbelievably good. It's so much stuff. Are they selling this in stores now?
I did feel the jolt of science sugar go through me.
I feel so fun here having all this, like,
Yeah.
Like, it's coming out on the market next week, candy around us. Man, but they look so
good. Wait, this is all this is all, like,
have you
sneak
seen,
peek?
Hand me some of those things, Lou. I mean, there's crazy things in here.
Well, you want to give credit where credit is due.
Oh, Ginger Ninja. The Doritos. This is, dude, this is Russian Snickers. That's for you, for sure. A Russian Snickers, bro. Everyone, it's The Bonfire, Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95. I'm Big J. Okerson. That's Dan Soder. We got them all week, everybody. We got them all week. What is that? Sour Patch Kids, what? Crush flavors.
Really?
Yeah. Come on. Come on. What the fuck? How do we not eat all of this during the show?
Yeah, this is insane.
What is it? What's it called? And open it. What is it called?
Alexander
and open it right
the
now.
They're chewy grape things.
Chewy Alexander the Grapes? This is the best grape flavor in the world. It has a little bite to it. Throw me one of them shits. Throw it in my mouth like a fucking seal that did good.
Done.
Throw it to me like chum.
Oh, dude.
I deserve
honestly,
no better.
These are small enough that if this goes wrong, I could fucking... no net, you're dying.
Shove right in my nose. Maybe we shouldn't do it. Should we not do it?
I think we get one up. No. Get one up. You got to follow it. You got to lead. It's a two-person thing.
Wait, what am I doing?
You're just going to catch it. Ready? So open up. Let's do it.
Let's go. Go!
Did that really hit you? Here.
It made just a tap. I want to try an Alexander.
Give credit where these are from.
Oh, they're regular. Never mind. Don't give me too many of them because these are the actual. They're not chewies. They are chewy. Damn, they're good. Jacob, eat one, you pussy.
I can't eat that.
Jacob, eat it.
No. It's Monday.
Come on.
I have a carb limit. I can't.
I genuinely thought he saw. I thought he said that. I just looked at Jacob and I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Those Oreos, that I could eat the whole thing.
Why don't you just eat one? Don't be a psycho.
Damn. Are Oreos your little, is that where you go a little crazy
I'm a
for?
Bad boy.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Dirty little
you get
boy.
Sticky after your bowl of grape nuts, maybe you dunk an Oreo in the grape nuts milk.
Then I just
that doesn't exist because it absorbs it all.
I just go out back to the alley and just eat Oreos like a werewolf.
Don't look at me.
Get out of here. I'm a man during the day.
Hey, man, can I have one of those Oreos?
Hey, buddy, you all right? He's like...
You won't eat a bowl of grape nuts.
Huh?
You don't, like, you won't try.
Never.
Retry.
It makes me upset.
Yeah.
When did you try grape nuts?
Maybe twice in my life. I can't.
By act.
I was an adult, so, like, for sure, it wasn't, like, crazy.
I had a sleepover incident where I'd never heard of grape nuts, didn't know what they were. Sleeping over at a friend's house, saw grape nuts. I was like, this is going to be, so can't miss. It was, I think the friendship ended shortly after that.
Yeah, of course it should have. How do you
this
absorb?
This kid was having me eat concrete.
How do you absorb all the milk yet don't get any softer?
You don't get one push
it
out.
It does.
No,
what?
You don't.
It does. You're talking to a guy who eats it in the morning. Like, that's my breakfast. I love it.
With some fruit in it?
No.
Just raw? You just raw dog grape nut?
Sugar?
No, I put almond milk. I like almond milk now.
Wait, so it's just...
A little sugar, maybe?
No sugar. What? I'm not putting sugar in... No, I wouldn't.
So you just do grape nuts?
Did you just put sugar on, like, cornflakes, or do you always eat sugary cereals? But you just put sugar on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and at the bottom,
thing.
There was, like, you just drink sugar milk.
Yeah, just slosh around like sand.
It pick you on
that's
your spoon.
Like dessert.
Huh? Well, then why was I eating in the morning, asshole?
Yeah. Why were Cocoa Puffs made for before school?
Is it dessert? Well, then why the fuck am I eating
like
in the morning?
Grape nuts? You can eat bark if you can eat grape nuts.
You can. He's right.
No.
Here's the thing. I've always enjoyed... I enjoy all the sugary cereals for sure. Like, if you're like, what's your favorite cereal of all of them? Like peanut butter Captain Crunch, I love, which is pretty white garbage, but I love
loved
peanut
it.
Captain
I
Crunch.
Went through a love. I went through affairs with a lot of cereals.
It's probably my favorite thing of peanut butter is peanut butter Captain Crunch.
If you're saying gun to the head, one cereal, I know this isn't going to be that exciting. Cocoa Krispies.
That's odd because what I would say, actually, my favorite cereal, if you're going by taste, is probably Cocoa Krispies.
Yeah.
Not Cocoa Krispies, Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles. I can do Pebbles or Cocoa.
No, the Rice Krispies too light to make it my favorite. But I like the density. I like the density of.
We're back again talking. We always, sometimes it's funny because we'll just come in and just immediately goes to, well, first off, we have a whole table of sugar in front of us. Mm-hmm. So that's how this went down.
I'm but grape nuts, up, dude.
Did you eat grape nuts as a child?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
When I want to be
naughty. Did your dad not love you?
I had other cereals, but, you know, as an adult, I only had, I switched to just grape nuts. I always like grape nuts.
Do you want to give credit where this
pecan?
Who sent this in?
Snickers. I said it already. Ginger Ninja and his lovely wife, Amy.
Jay, if you leave the milk Doritos. In.
Huh?
If you leave it, let it sit for 2 minutes, it gets softer.
Why would I do? I have to walk away from a bowl of cereal?
Well, I'm telling you how to fix the...
But wait, let me say to you, Jacob, I'm a person who, my actual favorite cereal is, I can do like total... Yeah. With, like, blueberries in it. You know, like, put my own fruit. I swear to you.
Sassy mom.
I grew up like... I'm saying I grew up eating a lot of cereal more like that.
Sure.
With my grandmother, you know? Like, yeah. She always had, like, healthier cereals and put fruit in it. And Sweet and Low. A packet of Sweet and Low.
I know you very well.
I know you, my mom. You know I like that Sweet and Low.
You said it, honey.
Thank you, my mom. But, yeah, I grew up having, like... So that's my cereal. And Grape Nuts is just horrible.
It is... A punishment cereal.
Shredded wheat is also for you. Got to be a fucking monster to do that to yourself. What are you? Are you angry? You've done something wrong?
I would say.
I'd say if your husband starts eating shredded wheat, he's cheating on you. And that's the way he gets himself back every morning. He comes home and he has to eat a mouthful of muck.
I think we should
scrub the crime out of his mouth.
I think we should feed it to terrorist prisoners. That's how you get them to talk.
Yeah.
No more waterboarding, just grape nuts.
But I'll tell you what, Ginger Ninja and his chick sent us pecan Snickers. I haven't even heard of that.
Sounds made up.
Well, it's in a package, Dan.
These Oreo wafer bites have just been looking at me.
Yeah, just dig already, dude.
I took one home for a cheat day on Saturday.
What did you take home?
Popcorn Kit Kat. Kit Kats with popcorn in it. Phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I use it with my grape nuts.
Get in there, Black Lou. Fantastic. You're almost 35. It's time to just accept who you are and eat the most stuff Oreo.
Other listeners are like, cool, thanks for sending them stuff they have to open and eat.
Yeah, can you give them really loud cellophane wrappers? That would be fantastic.
I have a feeling these ones are nuts because they're packaged like space peanuts.
What are those called?
These are the Oreo wafer bites.
Come on.
And you know what, dude?
What is that? Don't even waste trying to pick one of those in my mouth. Just give. Man, they're even shaped like dog biscuits. What a monster I am.
Do you think they're conditioning us for the alien takeover by making us dog biscuits so that when our eventual alien overlords come?
These look like Scooby snacks.
Oh, fuck you. Those are unbelievable.
Thought that was going to be grosser. Is it strawberry inside, sir?
Yeah.
You bitch.
Oreo wafer bites.
Strawberry Oreo wafer bites.
Just a couple of ladies on Monday sharing a snack.
Jacob, even the picture of grape nuts makes me angry.
Well, the ingredients are so simple and bland.
Sure.
What should I eat?
Total Raisin Bran, bro.
All right, I'll try it.
Sugar Smacks.
I actually never had that.
Total Raisin Bran. Delicious.
Okay.
Have it. No sugar to nothing.
Cocoa Puffs.
Don't listen to Dan. Dan's trying to lead you on a dark path.
Jacob.
I like Bran Flakes.
Jacob.
Also.
Cookie Crisps.
Do you like those?
So get Bran Flakes, take a handful of your own raisins, throw them in there.
Jacob.
I want to be naughty.
Yeah?
I'll try.
Maybe some blueberries. Get some fresh blueberries. Superfood,
like
dude.
The idea of the raisins.
How about this, Jacob?
How about this, Jacob? Raisins and blueberries, dude. It's not crazy.
I use it with grape nuts.
Jacob, fuck all that shit. Mix Captain Crunch peanut butter with Cocoa Puffs
one
bag.
By the way, Reese's is already here.
But it's not the same.
I know I would enjoy every cereal you're talking about. I've had them, but I'm just
when'd you have them? What conditioned you to
Captain
hate these
Crunch?
Things so much?
Did Toucan Sam do something to you?
Yeah. No,
that's what I was going to say. Did you get raped by the Lucky Charms?
Snap, Crackle, and Pop took their turns on me like a thumb cushion.
There's one charm he told me he forgot. The starfish.
Oh, Jacob, you're great.
And chocolate starfish.
Yeah.
Follow your nose. Tell anyone and I'll kill you, kid. You want to suck Toucan Sam's dick?
Yeah.
I met him at a mall. He was there for us autograph signing.
Tricks are for gays.
Autograph signing used to be a thing Are they? They're still a thing, but like, remember people at the mall? You'd have, like go to the mall and someone shitty would be there.
Yeah, I do.
They don't do those anymore.
The car show is the place to always be. I don't know. Does the car show still do celebrity? There's nowhere near. There's no way they are on the level of celebrity they used to be. I'm telling you, I've at a car show.
That's what I
mean. Pam Anderson, Johnny Depp are the two I always mentioned. And there was also some like crusties, but like the crusties were even like still on primetime TV. Jeremy Miller, Ben Seaver from TV's Growing Pains. Like, you know, I mean, John J. York, who played Werewolf on the show Werewolf, who was the star of that show. Now, that was a UHF show at the time, but do you know what I mean? Like, it was still a person from a thing. I don't know what the hell it would be now.
I'm saying, yeah, like, what celebrity has turned into has shifted so much.
Who's going to that? Yeah. Why would they get big money to be at the car show? Like, it'd be weird. Like, no one would pay them big money. They're just too accessible now.
Yeah. What's Logan Paul's team? The Team 10?
Yeah. Team 10.
Like, they're not going to be at the Javits Center while they premiere the new Porsche.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm going to go meet Logan Paul, check out a Buick concept car. There's a minivan that has doors that open like a DeLorean.
Dude, I heard Kia's throwing some heat in the compact section. So I'm going to go check that out.
I'm gonna check that out.
Good news is.
Spin around. High five T-Pain.
Yeah. I'm going to see Tia Tequila. I think she's doing an odd Nazi rant. Then I'm going to see Logan
Paul. I think Tia Tequila's holding some sort of a rally in the Volkswagen room.
But that was.
Farfig Nugent. Yeah. She's yelling as she puts her arm out.
That used to be like the place celebrities would go, where you'd be like, if you're an actor, you just make money.
Car show.
Yeah. But it's obviously still
and that, well, what they
people
are,
that do.
What they are now.
I'm not saying they stopped doing it. I'm saying.
Oh, you know what it is now? It's the conventions. But there's not. But the conventions are you're going to get crusty old. At the crusty conventions, you're going to get the most, much more hilarious, interesting people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could wait in line for 7 hours to get, like, you know, someone from The Walking Dead, Jeffrey Dean Morgan's, like, autograph on a baseball bat or something. Like, that's like. Or that's like big business now as far as autograph signs. But what you're talking about, like the crusty ones, though, those are the best. When I used to do. Damn, dude. When I used to do the Rascals Comedy Club in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And it was...
Great Red Robin in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Is there?
I always eat there when I'm all the way down to Philly.
So there was that Rascals net. It was in the lobby of a Crown Plaza. And the guy just liked us. I was young headlining, but he would let me just bring like the gang down. Mm-hmm. And we'd do the weekend there. They were hosts, guest sets, whatever, you know, just with like Lewis, Dave, whatever, you know, Vecchione's come before.
Yeah, Vecchione told me stories about going down to that Rascals with you.
DeRosa before, for sure. Kareem Green. It was always, but a lot of times he would have me do it because he knew I wanted to come down when they were doing the horror conventions. And that's all autograph booths, but it's the funniest, you know, it's like Hills Have Eyes guy and the person who directed Toxic Avenger 4.
So Sister from Pet Cemetery would be there. I can confront my fear.
Absolutely.
Face to face.
And exactly. Walking around there, like, you'd see some actual people. So we're in the Crown Plaza in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, but like, Pinhead would get that's what, thing with us.
Yeah, that's fucking
legitimately
hilarious.
Pinhead, Brad Dourif.
Guys, I don't want to be weird, but is Leatherface causing a scene at Orange Julius right now?
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, I asked for that one.
Yeah, Kane Hodder's here.
Oh, yeah.
Jason 1 through 5 and 7 through 9.
Well, I was looking online to see, I was like, do celebrities still work car shows? And looking at the car shows, and I found this, HollywoodShow.com, which apparently is just a celebrity... autograph signing
thing.
Dude,
I love this show, but because I will dig into who the frig are these people.
I legitimately only know so far. I'm like, one of them's a guy from Sex and the City, the guy who voices Porky Pig. But other than that,
yes,
it really
wait,
is like...
Wait, slow down, please.
And this is a current event going on right now that is about $530, but it does include hotel stay.
Got you. Back up for a second, though. 1-844-COMEDY-9. Call in if you've heard of this person, who, because it doesn't really, I don't want to tell you what they've done. I want to see if you're right. If you could tell me who any of these people are, call in and just give us the names and tell us who they are. First, we have Bob Bergen. Giles Marini?
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
After this name, there will definitely be one person who's like, thinks we're assholes for not knowing
them. The next one? No way.
I would say Giles Marini?
Nah, fuck all that shit.
I think you're saying it
Giles.
Wrong. He used to
Giles.
Dance with Dancing with the Stars. I know that.
Well, you just, all right. So then I guess don't call him about Giles. God damn it, Lou.
He's also French.
What the fuck? All right. Bob Bergen, Jason Lewis,
Jason Lewis is a guy from Sex and the City.
I wish you didn't have to say that, though.
I'm sorry.
We could have kept going on. Does anybody want to just read out everything, though? All right. Ooh, no, call if you know who Jean Hale is.
That was the one I knew that I said I knew.
She played Miriam
right
Stark
away.
And Taggart and Cheryl Barker.
That's pretty impressive you read that.
Well, Christine's not working with me. could I start now where no one's going to?
Yes.
Jacob, you want to ruin one?
No.
Anybody?
Dude.
Black Lou, it's almost your birthday. You want to throw one under the bus?
Can I say Terry Moore is probably not looking like that?
No, not a effing chance. I bet Terry Moore, good luck if they can get Terry Moore upstairs. I hope this motherfucker's on the ground.
Good luck
floor.
If they can get Terry Moore to sit next to Omar J. Dorsey.
I used to be gorgeous.
She goes, I don't want to sit next to him.
All right, could. Please, for the love of effing God, can I read this list? Holy shit.
Oh.
Terry Moore. Tisha Campbell. Willie Garson. Angela Cartwright. Angela Lee Sloan.
Oh, this is the full lineup. This is the full celebrity lineup.
Oh, yeah. Antoinette Bauer.
Those were the headliners, by the way.
Phone lines lighting up?
No.
Okay. 844 Comedy 9, everybody. 844 Comedy 9.
At least at car shows, you could do this where you're like, I'm just going to go check out.
Yeah, this, you're going to walk in a circle and never get to go to a booth?
Yeah, and you're going to go, I'm sorry, what were you in? She's like, I actually was a lover of Captain Kirk.
Before we go any further.
I played one of his alien lovers.
She doesn't call him
Shatter, she just calls him Captain Kirk.
I was one of Captain Kirk's many alien lovers.
Alien lover.
Let's take bets before we roll down this list here. And everyone take a shot at one person you think might be on here. Can I get mine first? Because I got it in my head. Tiffany.
Good pick. Balky Bartholomew.
Bartholomew. What's his name?
Sarah.
Bronson Pinchot.
Yeah, Bronson Pinchot. Is he alive?
Yeah.
Then, yeah, he's on the list. He's my guess. Who's your celebrity that's on this list, Jacob? Come on, dude. This is their fucking Super Bowl.
Come circle back to me.
Okay, Black Lou's on the phone. Somebody clearly knows who Angela Lee Sloan is. DJ Lou.
Any member of the Brady Bunch.
Ooh.
That's a blanket statement.
That's a wild sweep because there's a couple you could pick.
Because I could say Facts of Life and fucking even it up right now.
Greg will be there.
Barry Williams.
Barry, yes.
Goddamn, Witzke coming through with a great guess.
This is obscure.
Christine, anybody?
Danielle Fishel. Topanga, Boy Meets World.
Oh, she's there.
Okay. Black Lou, any thoughts on who you think possibly? We're all taking one random pick, a swing at who might be there. I'll let you know on the table still, Tina Yothers, who came up recently on the show. Ari Shaffir's ex.
I'm going to take Tina.
You're going to take Tina Yothers?
Yeah.
And I feel like I fed you that answer.
What about you, dude?
I said first.
Oh, yeah.
I said Tiffany.
Tiffany.
All right. We're at Antoinette Bauer. Go ahead, give it a whirl if you think you know that one.
Come on, Bronson.
April Tatchrow, you have no fucking clue. Barry Pearl, I'll tell you if I tell you what he's done, you will know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Beverly Washburn.
Solid get.
Washburn?
Washburn's a good get?
If you're a fan of the show.
Of what show?
Well, if you look at the uniform she's wearing, I'm not supposed to give it up, right?
Is it? What? It's fucking... No, I can't. Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Oh, she played a Romulan. I thought she was just weird looking. Bill Mumy or Mummy? Bill Hinch.
Come on. Come on, Bronson. This is it. This next one's fucking big.
Brad Keston.
Bill Mummy's a huge one.
Bruce Dern.
That's major.
That's major so far. Dina Manoff. I know Dina Manoff is. No, you don't. You know exactly who she is.
No, but I'm out as my guy. Oh, I know who Dina Manoff is.
Of course.
It's one of my favorite spin-off shows of all time.
Empty Nest, dude. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
No, no, which time call? The ones we know, they don't have to call and tell us the ones that we don't know. Everyone knows who the fuck Bruce Dern. I'm not impressed if you know Bruce Dern or Dinah Manoff.
Yeah.
Can I throw one in now? The guys who played Coy and Roy, who replaced Bo and Luke.
Oh, the cousins. That's not a good. That's not a bad call at all. Frankie Avalon. That's all right. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, Frankie Avalon. I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say a member of the Charles in Charge cast.
Somebody.
One of them.
Maybe Willie Ames.
Two families, maybe Willie Ames.
Best thing you're going to get is Willie Ames.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Gail O'Grady.
Gail O'Grady. It looks like we'd all be happy to meet, but yeah, actually, she looks pretty bitchy.
She's, I think she's on NYPD Blue, and she's also on Arrow.
She's on Arrow. You know that for sure?
Dude, he knows CW.
He's like, Oh, yeah.
He goes,
it's locked and loaded.
I believe she's on, yeah.
Ginny Holtzman.
Someone's going to get mad at us for not knowing that.
Oh, now this is a big get now.
Wow.
Harry Hamlin. Flash of the Titans. It's big.
It's big.
Holy moly.
Irene Sue.
Irene Sue. Jamie Donnelly. Another one if you know. All right, first of all, this thing is clearly has some sort of a theme. Because they're bringing a lot of people from
TVs, TVs left on while people die?
By the way, though, right below Jamie Donnelly, who I will tell you is another person if you saw her, you know who she is and what she's from. But the next person... Jeremy motherfucking Miller. Still in the game, dude. Jeremy Miller. I bullshit with that guy at a car show before.
Dude, he's still in the game.
Still in the fucking
autograph
game. I'll
tell you this. I heard his headliner set is killer now.
Did I not say this earlier in the show? Ben Seaver.
That guy's booth work is second to none. If I would Jay Billis this, I would say his car show appearance upside is tremendous.
It's tremendous.
If I'm throwing an autograph signing in a large space that can easily be broken down,
give my boy JM.
Jeremy Miller. Jeremy Miller on the phone. Have him come in. Do you think he comes in with his throat and it's an empty space? And he goes, here's how we're going to do this.
I want that. That's prime real estate over there.
He does the thing like where he feels it.
Boondock Saints?
Yeah, Boondock Saints. He Willem Dafoe's it in Boondock Saints. He goes, we're going to need 10 booths. Each side, 20 down the middle.
You want to keep your lanes of operation open.
You got Hasselhoff? What do you mean? I need to know if you have Hasselhoff showing up. I got a way I set this thing up. And if the Hoff is there, this thing tips and snaps like the Titanic.
Let's get through the list, then we'll take a break and let people call in if they know any of these names, by all means.
Jeremy Miller, though, being the specialist that comes in for fucking autograph signings.
So, we're not going to take the calls yet. We'll take calls when we come back. We got our first break. But I'm going to finish the list and put people on the line that know some of these people. You don't call for the ones we're naming we know. I'll tell you what.
Keith Coogan.
Jerry Eisenberg. No idea. Keith Coogan.
Love him.
We say what he's from, right?
Yeah. Adventures in Babysitting.
Well, most notoriously as the molester chaperone in the new Corey Feldman movie.
Right.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I call that gay. Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know.
That's Marty Wise?
Yeah, Marty Wise.
That's Marty Wise?
Yeah, dude. The dishes are done, man.
Oh, my God. You know what? When we've seen older pictures of him, it didn't click in my head. Maybe we even said Adventures in Babysitting, but his pictures from Adventures in Babysitting, you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd call that gay.
I don't know about gay.
Gay. I
haven't heard the Marty Wise drops in a while.
I mean, I don't call that gay.
Yeah, there he is, Marty Wise. All right, go back.
He's in here just to hang out.
Kelly Ward, you have no idea. Christy McNichol.
That's
Christy
a huge
McNichol.
One, man.
Yeah, that's big. Lisa Lucas, no idea. Keep going. Lisa Pescia. Lorenzo motherfucking Lamas in the house,
dude. Dude, from Grease to Renegade, come get a taste.
Talk shit about Lorenzo Lamas, dude. I'm first in line at that booth.
Did you always want a show based on a guy with a leather jacket who rode around on a fucking motorcycle with a samurai sword, I think?
Collecting? Never a samurai sword. Collecting bounties at the finger point of a Indian named Branscombe Richmond.
Yes, can I apologize real quick for my brain mush? Because
one
the
too.
Television show Highlander would play into Renegade, hence the samurai sword.
Yes, those were both
so
the
I apologize.
Same. Yes, no, you don't have to apologize at all. But yeah, Renegade was a karate guy first and foremost, but I think a pump shotgun.
Definitely. And hair. Glorious, long.
Glorious hair, perfect stubble. And I mean... just a spin kick and tight jeans. God bless. God bless him so hard.
If Renegade Lorenzo Lamas walks in this room right now, he's got to fight through six people trying to suck his dick.
I'll kiss him on the chest.
All six
you
of us.
You suck his dick, I'll just kiss him on the chest, which is more, somehow, it's weirder.
Oddly more ironic. I'd probably kiss his, hip bone.
Yeah, at least you're just chugging dick, but I'm like over there, I might have to say shit like, this feels nice, feels right.
Am I a bounty? Is your bounty love?
Do you shave this or is it just this naturally hairy? No, actually, I think he probably has a hairy chest like Kip Winger.
Just a big throwback V. Look at that guy.
Damn, dude.
Damn.
Jacobs was so natural.
Damn. Dude, fucking Lamas was bomb.
Dude, you're right. Lamas was bomb. Dude.
Look at this headshot in the second row.
Come on.
All the way to the left. Come the fuck on right now, dude.
Look at my neckerchief. Dick, dude. It's like rock hard right now.
It is. Neckerchief and some chest cleave.
God damn. Now he looks like the guy changing into that thing on that Outsider show.
Did he not hold up?
And if anybody's watching Outsider out there, that was a great reference.
I'm not.
There's Brancombe Richmond.
All right. Back to the list.
Back to the list. Who's that now?
That was Terry Moore.
Oh, Christ.
All right. Lou Wagner.
Lou Wagner, I'd say, if he's still alive, has just completely defied all the odds.
Mark Cushman.
Mark Cushman. Mark Goddard. Marta Kristen.
Again, these are, we're naming you that if you are going, the lines are going to be super short. Or maybe long. Maybe we're idiots. We don't know. Marta Kristen, did you do that?
Yep.
Michael Beck, I know where that's from.
I would stand online for Michael Beck, man.
Me too. I'd go Michael Beck. I know where he's from. From the Warriors. He's Swan. Yeah.
And yes. Megaforce.
I don't know that.
What?
What's Megaforce? Bring up Megaforce.
Michael Power. Look it up. Michael Power. I know.
Can you look up Megaforce? Michael
Power. I know him.
Eddie and the Cruisers. That's Eddie.
The Cruisers, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
I don't know him.
Michael Tucci. You'll know him if you see who he is. Keep going.
I thought. Well, she's Eddie
looking
and
I want to see. What was the show you were talking about that he was on? That Swan from
Warriors? Megaforce?
Megaforce. Bring up Megaforce. I want to see a preview of Megaforce.
We have
I was so
Jones.
Into Eddie and the Cruisers, I thought it was real.
You thought they were a real group?
I thought Eddie and the Cruisers was like a true story.
No, they're not a true story, but it's a real band. That band is not with him singing.
Well, John Cafferty.
John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
No, I thought Eddie and the Cruisers.
Or the actual band.
Megaforce trailer.
The story was real.
Was this a motorcycle movie?
It's so gay. This movie?
Jacob.
I mean...
It's homosexual.
Oh, dude, it's future bikes, but they didn't have...
in the early 80s.
Armed with the most sophisticated weapons.
Words of, what could the rewards have been so much for spending your... Wasting your day after day for, let's call it 3 weeks even.
Dude, that was probably more like 5 weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So five, 6 weeks even, let's say. Take a high end. Like, is that worth? Is that you'll never get those 6 weeks back for a hunk of shit that only Jacob's heard of. He's the only human being in the world.
I remember the movie. I remember seeing it in the theater, and I think Michael Beck said he paid for a house because of Megaforce.
There you go. Got a house. That's pretty cool.
Let's see the house. Damn.
He got wheels. He got wheels on it. He's at this thing.
yeah. He's over here. So, all right. Randall Clyes. We're almost done. Robert Wagner.
Hey, come on.
Everyone knows Robert Wagner. Sally Kirkland. If you don't know, then you never jerked off to VHS.
Yeah.
Sharon Winters.
Know the name, but don't know what from.
I know that, but people might know that too. Stacey Tolkien.
That's what it
Keep
is.
Keep going. Go through quicker.
Stacey Tolkien.
Stephanie Powers. Now we're talking.
Stuart Pankin, I know.
Heart to heart.
Dude, Stuart Pankin.
Susan Buckner. Now look at it. Out of all this who's and what's and what from a zillion years ago, go down. Taryn Manning, who, by the way, very sexy picture for a chick who's like oddly, she's like ambiguous half the time.
Mm-hmm.
Valerie Carey's. Victor Brandt. The fuck?
Dude, Victor Brandt. He's just like, I'm hoping someone comes and says hi.
Walter Koenig, who should update his picture. That is, of course, that's Chekhov from Star Trek. Yancey Butler, no idea.
Uh-oh, cancellation.
And John Davidson canceled the host of That's Incredible and Hollywood Squares in the 80s and the revival of the $100,000 Pyramid. John Davidson has that. He's the classic, like, his teeth touch his chin face. Like, hi, rather. You don't remember
Oh, yeah. From... Yeah.
That's Incredible is where most people know him from. Hollywood Squares, too.
No, I'm confusing him. I don't know that dude.
Oh, did you watch? Bring up a video of John Davidson game show hosting. It's the best. You remember him, Lou, yeah?
He just has a face like you would know him. Hey, how are you?
I bet when you see him talk, you'll be like...
Coming up. We're going to find out if Allison and, and Jeremy can find their way to the top of the pyramid. Sometimes I watch my wife sleep and I think of smothering her with a pillow. More when we come back. I don't know why you're giving me fucking...
Because it's like that thing. He's like an Entertainment Tonight host.
Entertainment Tonight was the thing that my mom watched all the time. And then I remember having to leave the room because it started to annoy me the older I got.
Really?
Yeah, just...
I kind of liked it. I always liked it, like knowing what was going on.
At first it was fun back when it was Mary Hart and John Tesh. Mm-hmm. But then just as it like, as I got older and older, by the time I was 17 and they're like...
By the time I hit Lopez, I was out.
You hung on to Lopez.
No, no. I had no idea. Oh, yeah. I couldn't tell you who was before Lopez.
I would say once Mary Hart left, I was out.
I don't even know the show with that, where it's not John Tesh and Mary Hart. That's the only version of it I know.
Yeah.
I just stopped watching it at one point. But I mean, I just watched that on a... Anybody's family here have a kitchen TV that was like...
Right here.
The screen was like the size of that clock?
Yep.
Not even. I mean, actually significantly smaller than the size of that clock.
There's a...
The screen was like this big.
I'll bring in a picture of a TV that was like this big that used to just be across.
Yeah.
And it like had like a giant back.
Because the speaker was on top.
And I would just... the speaker was on the side. Mm-hmm. And then I would just sit and eat cereal and watch. And it was... that was like... I watched ESPN, a sports center. That's how I got
it. It had cable on it.
Yeah, we had like the box on the thing.
On that little tiny thing?
Yeah, my stepdad Nick hooked it up.
How big was the screen?
Nick was the shit, dude. Nick could fucking put stuff together.
All right. I would say we get 11 inches. He's the one guy who your mom dated who didn't molest you.
Yeah, he didn't make me suck his dick, and I really appreciate that out of him.
Yeah, watch little fucking John Davidson.
It's caught on big in recent years. People all over the world are trying it. And as you'll see in this story, it's
dimps,
not
dude.
Just people who enjoy it.
It's me.
Me, Curtis.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. I am Curtis.
It's a dog.
All right, so we'll take the calls after the break and let people explain if they think they know who this is. Then we have a bunch of fun stuff to get to. This is why the show's good. We didn't plan on any of this shit.
Nope.
And then Jacob says something crazy, and the next thing you know, Jeremy Miller comes up, and then we're watching.
Next thing I know, I'm eating a Fruit Loops white chocolate bar. I'm fucking back on sugar. I'm pounding these grapefruits.
If you're opening that, I'm having a piece of that.
We're going to have it. We're going to each have half because we love each other.
I love you so... Well, we're going to split it. There's six of us in here.
Well, now you set it in the microphone. We have to.
Give it to everybody. You split the whole thing. You were going to let people just sit on the idea that we suck. Is this what we have to watch next when we come back?
Yeah. This is from a camper that sent in about a car show.
I saw Lou Ferrigno at a car show in Chicago once. No idea why he was there, but when I took a selfie with him in the background, he got mad at me and threw an apple at me. That's pretty awesome that the Incredible Hulk whipped an apple at you.
Yeah, you could have sued.
I was in Portland at Helium back in September, and I was doing the local morning show. Then Lou Ferrigno walked back, and I asked Nick, the manager of Helium, I was like, how much money would you give me for you're not going to win Mr. Olympia because your calves are too small. And he goes, I'll give you $100. I'm like, I don't know if that's worth me just getting the shit kicked out of me by old
Lou
Ferrigno.
You should have just done it.
I'm like, why?
Yeah, he has no idea what you're saying.
Like, why would you say? I'd be like... Your calf muscles, you don't
you dumb idiot, yeah, you deaf moron.
Yeah, dude, because I always knew him as the Incredible Hulk, and then you watch Pumping Iron, and you're like, oh, man, he's Arnold's competition. What?
We should put people on hold. But,
oh, okay. Yeah, let's take a break.
Let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll answer some of these calls and let them tell us if they think they know who these people are. By the way, if you do know, my answer is going to be fuck you and hang up on you. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Bonfire. Anyone Jump Street. Shannon, that's going to you. No, I'm kidding.
I never watched 21 Jump Street.
I'm sorry. You're too busy jilling off to Sex and the City to watch a fine cop drama.
Yeah, sorry you're keeping a stable of Sex and the City studs.
I'm sorry. Whatever. Nguyen. Dustin Nguyen. Nguyen? Did you watch 21 Jump Street, Jacob?
No.
Don't make faces at me.
No, I didn't know.
Looks like it was five seasons.
Five seasons.
Half-hour episodes?
No.
Hour episodes.
Well, you know.
44 minutes, yeah.
44 minutes, yeah. It's great, dude. It's great. The music in it was awesome at the time. The show got a little away from itself. I promise. It was the beginning. The show was all about infiltrating high schools.
Yeah.
Doing whatever. Then it got a little collegey. And then they were like, at one point, had to go to South America to rescue Doug Penhall's girlfriend from some sort of sex slavery, international trafficking thing. I don't know.
That's great. That's just
they go to Colombia or some shit. It was so bizarre having them go. Like, they were in the jungle. And like then like that's when the Asian cop really came in handy in the jungle. And it was just completely bizarre. And it went away from what the show was. But... there's probably three seasons at least. It was fucking great.
Was Depp on all five?
Maybe not the last
one. I have a feeling he left early to be hot guy.
Not early.
Like, because Greco...
Not early for sure. He's definitely in at least
Greco
three
was like the new guy on the
show. Oh, yeah.
Greco came in, yeah, I think one of the last seasons. So maybe Johnny Depp did three seasons, we'll say. My guess.
My question is the go to rescue her in the jungle the end of season three, where they were like, guys, we got Johnny for a little bit longer. Let's just...
We hit the jungs or what? We got no ponchos and shit. And it was great.
It looks like she does sing the theme song.
Yeah.
Really?
I said it and everyone made a face at me.
She let her vocals to the theme song.
No, it's just like... you guys don't jump on board. It makes faces.
Wait, hold on. Do the 21 Jump Street PSA, Holly Robinson.
It's going to be great.
Hi, I'm Holly Robinson of 21 Jump Street. You know, your body is your own. Sure. And the minute you say no, whoever you're with has to understand that you mean it. When you go on a date, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Remember that.
Hey, Holly.
Fuck. Hashtag me too first, right?
God, they're... hey, Holly, can I talk to you over here real quick? What are you telling them?
That's at the end of an episode that was probably about some not nice touch.
Some light raping.
Oh, yeah,
some light
sure.
Cable storyline rape.
Does JD give a PSA at any point after... It seems like it always be like, hey, man, somebody offers you drugs, don't.
Should we start
or
doing...
Or do. I don't know, man.
Can we start doing bonfire PSAs at the end of the episode?
Somebody offers you wine, and it's not inside of a hollowed-out skull, don't drink it.
Jacob goes,
hey, what's up? Some of us don't eat sugar. You can have it in your face. You can say no to sugar, even if it's your boss.
Let's start doing bonfire PSAs.
Hey, what's up? I know there are a lot of people feel pressured into having sugar, but... You don't have to. There's people just like you and me who like to get together, make our own knives.
That's me. Hey, what's up? If you're with someone and you don't fucking love it, then you don't have to do it.
By the way, Johnny Depp's apologized several times.
Well, it looks like he has a PSA. I'm not sure if it's from 21 Jump Street. And then apparently...
No, one's from 21 Jump Street and then one's him apologizing.
For illegally bringing dogs into Australia.
This is from 21 Jump Street.
Hi, I'm Johnny Depp of 21 Jump Street. I don't know a whole lot about AIDS.
Let's start over and everybody shut up. We'll start over because that's the new.
Yes, but I know, I know. I'm going to try to get it. Oh, dude, look at this. I have AIDS.
Please hug me.
I can't make you sick. Right.
And he goes... And now have sex with me. It's fine. I can't make you sick. Can you see the sign?
If you don't come, you're fine.
Everything's fine. As long as you come on the outside, mostly.
Pull out.
Even most of it.
If I'm showing AIDS-y, then you can't find
Don't get it in your ears or any kind of like, you know, in your eyes. You're going to want to rinse right away.
Are you sure? He goes, yeah, you still like, don't swim for 45 minutes.
All right, we all got to be quiet so we can get that clean.
Yeah.
That'll be played forever.
Hi, I'm Johnny Depp of 21 Jump Street. I don't know a whole lot about AIDS.
Oh, you think so, doctor?
I'll introduce you to a couple of guys who do.
This Dr. is Robert Admiral Wendell. Fucking... This is Admiral... You hired... He goes,
the Surgeon General.
See Everett Koop.
It's so funny. He goes, I tell you, there is an octopus. There's an octopus down there.
Our old Surgeon General used to look like a goddamn sea captain that fights mythical monster sea creatures, dude. For sure. Who knows him?
He's so great.
You don't remember him?
It's ingrained in my mind.
Dude, he used to... When he would come talk, it was always like he'd give this anti-smoking commercial. Yeah. It's like you're being yelled at by Abraham Lincoln.
Dude, it's so... So
he's crazy looking.
I don't remember him. Yeah. You've got to understand, the damn octopus grabbed the ship and pulled it on.
It took 150 of my men! Men that were fathers, brothers, friends. You may try, you may all run if you want to, but I'm going to stay and fight!
The sea allows us to go home.
Every one of these pictures.
Are you telling me there's no giant octopus in those oceans?
Sir, you have to step down as the Surgeon General because you just keep talking about this giant octopus.
His name is the Behemoth, and he is very, very real.
My brother Hezekiah was wrapped up by him during the First Great War.
While he was shepherding his flock across
the sea, eats the sea, eats. Oh, your damn barnacles and a plan.
This young lady's right. He doesn't know anything about.
This boy wouldn't last a week on
course.
My ship.
What do you do before autopsies? It looks like he only does creepy, fucking weird things.
Yeah,
I do autopsies in a bow tie.
The Assistant Secretary for Health.
Now back it up and start from the beginning again. I love hearing him say, I don't know a whole hell of a lot about AIDS. I just know I got it.
Hey, if I'm a betting man, though, yeah. I think I spread that shit.
Yeah. I don't know a whole lot about AIDS. I just know that it kills fags dead.
All I know is I can't go to bathhouses anymore. Oh.
He's like, I'm sorry. It was a different time back then. We would talk differently. PSAs were only geared towards the straight.
You know, we
straight white people were the only ones watching PSA.
That's all that matters. And I just wanted them to know I don't know a whole lot about AIDS because I don't need to. I'm not like a black or Mexican homo.
Or like a sex worker in a southern hemisphere country. I know what I am.
I'm not any one of those jaboobie people you see running around out there in the commercials where AIDS comes from.
Yeah, they believe the sky is angry at them when it rains. Me, I know that the sky is just making sauvage.
What do I got, a plate in my lip? I'm just over here living life, dog. Drinking wine, holding a scepter in my house.
Me and my family were from Kentucky. We call those people outside people. Are you an inside person or an outside person?
I don't know a lot about AIDS. Oh, boy, that PSA was for a different time, wasn't it?
I don't know a lot about AIDS. I don't kiss boys and I don't use needles. So I'm out.
I'm not some junkie queer. Why would I have to worry?
I
wish I could do a Captain Jack Sparrow.
I'm not some junkie foo-foo.
I'm not some fae running around.
I have gold teeth, but I didn't get them from sucking off men.
Here, let's watch this again.
Hi, I'm Johnny Depp of 21 Jump Street. I don't know a whole lot about AIDS. But I want to introduce you to a couple of guys who do.
It's this gay couple.
I don't know a lot about AIDS, but these two fruits do. Tell it to them.
I'm surprised they stopped kissing so that we could film this.
Jonathan, I've told you 4 times we are not gay men. I'm married to the sea. And it's an open relationship.
Wyndham, the Assistant Secretary for Health. And the Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Big Poppy C. Everett Koop. Because of the name. Big Salty. Old Foghorn C. Everett.
Foghorn Koop.
He just keeps going. Starboard side.
Lighthouse Koop.
Yeah. Thank you.
There are a number of ways to catch AIDS. Casual contact is not one of them, but sexual contact is. If you are not going to abstain...
He does look... Hold on. The Surgeon General does look at any moment like he's going to pound the desk in front of him.
He's down, octopus! It's out there!
Actually, he's trying to slowly edge his dick under the guy's shoulder.
Yeah, he goes,
sup?
You know how you definitely can't get it? By getting an armpit job.
Shannon, are you getting all of this?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Go play again.
I can't believe you... That you left me on here. I'm just enjoying it so much.
Yeah, your third microphone.
Man, whatever. Welcome to the show, Shannon. We'll have you fill out the paperwork after the show.
You don't even know. I fucking love you guys.
We fucking love you.
I fucking love it.
I have the flu, and I feel like a pile of ass, and you are the only thing making me feel like I'm going to get through the fucking day.
Wait, are you our coronavirus
correspondent?
Correspondent? Live.
No, I have influenza A.
Okay.
Which one's that?
So you got butt flu?
Yeah, is that the one you get from anal?
Yeah. Exactly. No, it's the one you get from being a fucking nurse.
Oh, you're a nurse.
I am.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Well, maybe you can sit back and listen to these people tell you about AIDS.
Holy shit.
I know.
She goes, oh. She goes, thank you.
Yeah. I'll tell you what's happening right now. DJ Lou is marking that timestamp.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Maintain a faithfully monogamous relationship.
You can't. Dude, that's so great. Go back. I didn't know how southern he is. He goes, well, I'll tell you right now what it is. It's abomination on the Lord. These fags are running around kissing each other. And
it's
you go,
an abomination.
He goes, no. She goes, I didn't know I wasn't standing next to the guy who didn't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are talking bad about AIDS.
I
didn't know.
I thought this was a pro AIDS PSA.
I thought we were talking about our AIDS jams. I like to jam. Hey, guys. AIDS is cool.
This is still Johnny Depp that would do movie roles where he puts the sunglasses down and look at a butt.
Whoa.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
All right, go back. Right, here we go.
We're not going to maintain a faithfully monogamous relationship. You can reduce the chance of contracting AIDS if you use a condom. But remember, they may not be 100% effective.
And people with AIDS need a helping hand. Reading, running errands, the little everyday things that we take for granted.
Hold on, back that up. Did you say reading?
This is their eyesight. They go blind.
Oh, they go blind?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
This was before they had...
Oh,
the medication.
80s AIDS.
80s AIDS was fucking no joke. That's scary. Uncut AIDS.
80s AIDS made you go blind?
Yeah.
Before they had...
Can you bring up what 80s AIDS did to you?
Any antivirals for it, yeah.
Why your eye? I've never heard that before.
It also sounds like they gave him a list of things they wanted help with, and he goes, you need to go by and see people.
Yeah.
They need help mowing their lawn, calling all their old friends back.
Go visit my daughter Jamie and tell her to come see me more. Yeah. Bring my son Mason.
And have the Mets win a pennant for once.
Most impossible to do.
Listen, AIDS is very serious and very dangerous.
I guess, or whatever.
Maybe. Who knows? The science is murky.
He goes, AIDS is very serious, so I'm told, I guess. I don't know.
What do you think?
Even when the guy goes, if you use a condom, he was over his shoulder going, whatever, nerd. Yeah, come on.
Whatever, nerd.
Come on.
You need to use a condom. You need to only have sex in the missionary position so you don't get all slop bucketed on your ball sack.
No, it's totally cool. I only have sex with hot chicks.
Oh, they no. Can't have it. Hey, old nerds. You guys got to understand, I'm only banging the primo puss right now. Do you know who Winona Ryder is? You will.
Wait a second. Wait, finish this PSA, and then we have to take, we can leave Shannon on. Can we take two calls at once? We can, ooh, right? Perfect, yeah, because yeah. I got to tell you something. Chris from Montana has a Lorenzo Lama story, and I like. So let's finish the PSA, though.
In your community, learn all you can. Call 1-800-342-AIDS. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm sorry, guys. I'd love to, but I'm doing my community service. I have to read to AIDS people.
Guys.
AIDS can lead to blindness if undiagnosed and untreated for a long time. HIV infection can trigger off a dormant virus called cytomegalovirus, CMV, which can lead to blindness.
Wow. Damn.
Black Lou wears glasses. You think it's because he didn't check his AIDS?
Do you think that's where I had to get my eyes lasered?
You probably did.
Do you think I lasered off the AIDS?
No. You just put a Band-Aid on the problem. Did you open it yet?
No.
Going to take a break. Well, before we take our second break, I'd like you to hear what Chris has to say. Can I just is Shannon still on with us?
I am.
Hey, okay, there she is.
Hang on, here we go.
I'd never leave you.
Hey.
Chris in Montana. Chris, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going?
Thank God, because I don't want to not hear this. You say you saw Lorenzo Lamas at a car show. Where, in Montana?
No, I'm originally from Pennsylvania, and we went to one in Detroit. And we got through it really quick, and then there was another, like, smaller car show that my, the metal shop teacher wanted us to go to.
So you guys went to the big one, and he's like, let's go to the one that only the cool kids know about.
Yeah, because he was like, well, we have time, so we went over, and we walk in, and some of those names you listed, I know I've heard, but I can't remember for the life of me.
Well, I'll tell you, it's the entire cast of Grease, except for the people you'd want to give a shit about meeting from Grease.
Yeah, Star Trek, same.
Yeah, every Star Trek alien or other guy from an episode, and then Chekhov, and then everybody else that we said you probably know. But Lorenzo Lamas, I thought, was a biggie, and you said, so you were in Detroit at the small car show.
Yeah, and we got in there, and we walk in, and he was clearly the main attraction. He was at the back and, like, by himself, and you could tell that he was the big one.
Yeah.
And when we walked up to him, and none of us knew who he was, like, I've seen Grease, I just didn't recognize him. You've never seen a human more dejected than realizing the teenage boys had no clue who he was.
Oh,
and
dude.
He got real upset and just wouldn't talk to us after that. So I'm cool, we just ruined his day.
Yeah, y'all came into his safe space. That's where he was still fucking Double L Lorenzo Lamas.
Double L had a rough go through it. He always picked, like, he was a guy who seemed, I think he always tried to give off, like, he's a good dude. And maybe he is a good dude. I'm not saying he's not a good dude, but as far as, like, his chick making, he's got, like, he's got that Ralph thing about him. It's like, for some reason, he always feels, even though he's, like, an actor and whatever kind of thing, his chick always has to be, like, a half-wit, like, super big-titted, like, Playboy model chick, or who's can't wait to do porn or something. And then they get together, and then he's just, like, with them, then he's furious that they're like that now.
He's working.
Huh?
He's working.
Oh, yeah. But it's all complete, like, Exorcist Academy. I mean, you know what I mean? Come on.
Bring it up, dude. Post-production. Post-prod.
Scorpion Girl Awakening. The movie.
Starburned.
It's called The Movie.
Boone, the Bounty Hunter.
Railroad to Hell. A Chinaman's Chance.
That's pretty awesome. He was in Lucha Underground.
That just seems racist. A Chinaman's Chance?
Bring that up.
Railroad the Hill of Chinaman's Chance. Please tell me there is
it's a Kung Fu
trailer.
Movie. Yeah, there's got to be a trailer.
Hey, by the way, Ernest Borgnine is in it also. I don't know if you saw that.
Airwolf. Airwolf. Airwolf.
They must have shot Wolf. That like years ago then.
As well.
It's just coming out now.
Came out in 2018. So they waited. They waited until the hype hit its peak.
Although he only died.
There it is, dude.
Shut up.
Railroad. This is the trailer for Railroad to Hell, A Chinaman's Chance.
It was a land of freedom. I should have believed you.
Dude, that looked like a student film.
Yeah, really.
With Coolio and Machete.
Lorenzo Lamas.
Jason Connery.
Is that
Sean
Connery's
son? Yeah.
Good.
He's like, I told you to stop making movies. Please stop desecrating my name.
And now he goes to the car shows and no one knows who he is. Certainly nobody knows who Jeremy Miller is, Ben Seaver. Certainly nobody
definitely
knows.
Do. I would fuck. I think I would pop. I'd mark out for that.
No. I'm sensing, no, dude. A lot, but people going to a car show? Come on, dude. Who's going to a car show anymore?
Yeah, old men.
But although the car show, when I was younger, it was just like when the Philadelphia car show was in town, like you picked a night and you kind of went. Very weird. In hindsight now, I'm like, why would we?
Went to the flea market.
We had used cars always. You know, we weren't like a family buying new cars. Crazy we'd go to that.
There'd be autograph signings, real low-level shit, people I never knew, at the flea market, Mile High Flea Market.
Flea market.
Yeah, dude, it's a big deal.
What level?
We went like fucking D-minus celebrities. People would be like, I think you were in an episode of like Chips.
I always remember, I went to an Italian festival that had stuff like that in Ohio one time, and all I remember, I believe his name, this might be a brain fart, I'm saying the wrong guy, but is there a comedian named Johnny Dark? I think when I was a kid, I saw him stand-up comedy at a festival. In Ohio with tough. My dad and watching this guy. In hindsight, realizing what a tough gig it was, think he killed in what it is he did and looked super confident. But he was like dinner theater energy, but it was stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
So this guy?
Johnny. Probably, yeah.
And he just fucking murdered at a fair? At a time. Oh, he was in a bunch of stuff.
I don't mean to be, but, I got ripped off again at a mini market. Now, you know what a mini market is, right? It's a store next to the gas station, although don't call them a mini market. That's a PR ploy. That's what they want us to call them. But you call them what we as customers know them to be. Magic markets. Because these places can perform magic. They can take a quarter milk, a pack of
Oh, Christ.
We're building it up.
It's okay.
No, I want to hear that joke.
Okay.
They can take a quarter milk, a pack of cigarettes, and a candy bar and turn it into $14. Just like that. How did you do that?
Murdering outside. This is outside comedy, dude.
Dude, this got on like Tonight's Show.
Yeah, dude, that guy's out. But I'll tell you this: neither one of us follows him outside.
No.
If it's bright out and he's on stage, he might as well. We might as well dig our own graves, like we're fucking German soldiers captured by the Americans.
You're absolutely, see if Johnny Dark would play like Italian American festivals.
Of course he would, dude. I bet he would get Sebastian level kills.
You know what's funny?
Outdoor fucking sausage festival.
Well, this wasn't even. I think it was indoors. This part of it, but here's what's the thing about it that I'm thinking of. We know people have been on the Tonight Show that still have. We'll do like a 10 people show up to a VFW hall gig.
Sure,
because that's how comedy is.
Yeah,
you just end up with that. You're like, ah, shit.
Yeah,
did that gig. Here we are. You know,
it's not normal to sell tickets.
No, right.
Comedy's not normal. That's not normal.
You're going to the gig, not going to your gig at this place. You're going to a gig.
I completely live my life of the fact of I will always go back to those. Like, I think, I hope I don't have to. I hope have a much, you know what I mean? But like, I'm prepared to walk into a VFW and they go, it's in the back room. And then it's just like you next to a coat rack. And then they're like.
I wonder what like a Dave Coulier makes now though on the road.
Better than we probably... Actually, I don't know. I was going to say better than we think, but...
Yeah. $8,000? $7,000?
A weekend?
Yeah.
Ten. I think he starts at
on 10. Veteranship. On veteranship alone.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. 10 a weekend.
That's fair. You think people are coming like real Coulier heads? We watched that documentary. That self-made documentary. Those girls going to see Dave Coulier.
Absolutely.
They were so amped up.
People are fucking definitely amped.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God, the show's flying. Let's take a break and then come back with the Snoop Dogg thing.
Okay, thank you so much, Chris from Montana. Shannon from Virginia, you've been a fantastic third microphone. Feel better with your influenza type A. I guess wash your puss, you know? Yeah.
As a nurse, you should have known that, though.
I know. I'm sorry.
Thank you guys so much for calling. We'll be right back. It's The Bonfire.
.com/The Bonfire
It's a podcast.
Yeah, and cc.com/bonfire Also, our website. I don't know what we do on that.
Nothing.
Do we do nothing?
Kiss.
Is it dormant?
It's dormant.
I don't know how it even works.
It's from 1998.
You're from 1998.
Bitch.
I didn't mean that.
Big say to my view. You talked about this clip last week, but we never got to it.
Yeah.
You said you saw a clip on World Star of Snoop Dogg on Jada Pinkett Smith's show just being yelled
at. Table talk. Well, it's not he's being yelled at. It's just like, hey, it's the last thing you'd want to do is sit with three black women with very varying degrees of stern woman haircuts.
Yeah.
Or a black woman that is sick of the white man's shit haircuts.
But this is Snoop Dogg.
I know. They don't like... Well, he's a man, though.
Yeah.
It's all men can get the shit.
Yeah.
But this is... before we watch this, though, this is them dressing him down for some shit he said about Gayle King, which I just... For some reason, that story... I knew it was going on, but I just never even checked into it. Gayle King questioned... was it Lisa Leslie or something? Asked her some question about Kobe that they hated.
Yeah.
And people were turning on Gayle King.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg being one of them, I guess, said something publicly about her. Can we see that clip?
I never thought she was that good of an interviewer.
Yeah, he said something.
Yeah, that's what's up. The questions were limited. Know what I mean?
A little direction is in my
epistle.
Oh, for shizzle, dizzle. You got to lead your sub jizzle down the right rizzle. I'm trying to learn information.
Oh.
That's E-40. You're mixing up your California rapper. Ooh.
Yeah, but I didn't do that. What? Ooh.
Oh. Dude, him getting jacked was my favorite. Hi, Jacob. All right, let's play this clip.
Well, wait.
I'm trying to find the video right now. The ones I'm finding out are him apologizing to it. So I'm trying to find the one where he originally.
Was it a tweet, maybe?
Yeah,
I think it was a tweet.
Oh, it may be like pulled down.
Him sitting down doing the small talk while they're filming this, and he goes, I like this table. Where'd y'all pick this up? P1 Emporium?
Yeah, where they go. They go, break for a second. We're having a microphone problem. He goes, can you guys just give us a few minutes in there? And he's like,
mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
So, Will, are you still in school? What's up?
Jada, did you ever go by that cupcake place I told you about? Over on Wilshire?
Have you been to House of Pies?
Man. I smoke a blunt, go by there, get 40 cupcakes.
All right, we're back on.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
I'm trying to find the actual tweet. I'm looking at the timeline of of it.
You can just play the apology. We can just jump to that. We don't maybe need to see the original clip.
I'd love to see. He was like, get this, bitch.
You want to play this?
Yeah.
Gayle King. Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that? I swear to God, we the worst. We the fucking worst. We expect more from you, Gayle. Don't you hang out with Oprah? Why are y'all attacking us? We your people. You ain't coming after fucking Harvey Weinstein asking them dumbass questions. I get sick of y'all. I want to call you one. Is it okay if I call her one? Funky dog-head bitch. How dare you try to tarnish my motherfucking homeboy's reputation, punk motherfucker? Respect the family and back off, bitch, before we come get you.
Oh, all right. So that's where they wanted the apology. We can come get you.
No.
He says he clarifies that he didn't threaten Gayle King.
You can play that too, but I'm telling you, this talk they're giving him is about calling women bitches.
Yeah.
This is three black women and don't like calling a black woman a bitch. And it is...
This is great because I like all of his angles are just up, like his phone's down on the coffee table.
So I'm taking a shit, y'all. I got my phone on the flizzle.
I don't know if you know this. I got to hold myself up while I take a shit with my own words.
I do all my tweeting while I'm planking.
Yo, Gayle King, don't let it be mistaken. Just to clarify, I did not mean that as a threat.
Oh, you caught me in mid-plank.
Oh.
Nah, you cool. I mean, we coming for you like, you know, like social media-ish.
A lot of people don't realize I'm planking. It's on the breathing, dog.
The Roan 88 Crips is going to take out your social media.
Yeah, dude. We just got the word down from Big Dog. We got to kill Gayle King.
Social media-wise.
What's up? Oh, man, that's Oprah's friend.
I don't think we'll get through that gate.
Yeah. Tops, hold up, though. This Big Snoop Dogg.
Hi.
Here's a message for the people.
Why is he dressed like Erykah Badu?
Yeah. I'm a nonviolent person. When I said what I said, I spoke for the people who felt like Gail was very disrespectful towards Kobe Bryant and his family. Now, with that being said, what I look like wants some harm to come to a 70-year-old woman. I was raised way better than that. I didn't want no harm to come to her and didn't threaten her. All I did was say, check it out. You out of pocket for what you're doing and we watching you. Have a little bit more respect for Vanessa, her babies, and Kobe Bryant.
Wait, hold on. At the end, didn't he say we were going to come get you?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
He's ignoring that. He goes, no. What I said was before. All right, let's see. I wrote you an email.
Let me take you back.
Bostowski and Hutch.
AIDS was on the scene. Okay. Crazy.
And I don't know a lot about AIDS, but I talk to you ever.
Challenging. Now, as a teacher, was supposed to go up with NASA into space.
Boom, 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 bang, bang, boom. No, I never threatened her.
And he goes, bang, bang, bang. The wire came out. And then it was Breaking Bad. And then I got a little
It shows bitchy. Hours later. He goes, and then I was like, you had a pocket, Gail King. And then here we are today.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, I don't remember anything about threatening.
Dude, that's so funny.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to do what I got to keep doing. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. We're very nonviolent. We just want to say that first and foremost. We speak from the heart.
What?
Some of you who have no heart don't understand that. Anyway,
no.
Carry on.
I know that anytime I have had a crazy girl that I've dated that's tried to scratch and or fight me, she always, when she calms down, just goes, I'm very passionate. And you're like, that means...
You know how I get whizzound is up?
He goes, I got all... Whizzled up. Go to the apology video where he's with Jada Pinkett Smith saying, I'm sorry.
Hey, we do want to say that we apologize to Snoop Dogg, you know what I'm saying? On behalf of what he said and what I say.
Thanks, Whoa, Vicky.
What he said and what I have said.
Thank you, Whoa, Vicky.
I just want to say sorry to Gail King for I did not. I had some done, some said, saying.
I didn't think Whoa, Vicky would be the voice of reason in this situation.
She's it. Always listen to Whoa, Vicky.
I was just going to say I'm sorry. And then I went down.
For me, like, people be telling us what to do and we just be listening. But in the
WWVD. Let me get that bracelet. What would Whoa, Vicky do?
What would Whoa, Vicky do? Sometimes you just need to take a look at yourself, you know what I'm saying? And look outward and realize, like, the Toltecs believed in, like, the four agreements, you know, that we all just reflections of each other.
Yeah, because, you know, I didn't even know when the thing come back. Kong said it with thing from before, and she just would hear anyway with it. So, you know, it's all good.
She's real life Boomhauer from King of the Hill.
Play it again.
Bang on this thing, Ben Dang.
Because somebody told him what. Because yeah. I was out there doing my own thing, so I ain't hear him say that. You know what I'm saying? Somebody told him what to say. He really ain't know what that meant. You know what I'm saying?
I hate you, Will Vicky.
I ain't known what it meant. It ain't even.
Whatever child that you have made dumb, I hate you because
has she
of it.
Popped out of the world yet where it's just like she's gonna her real voice is gonna come through? She's gotta get a little bit older, right?
Yeah.
Or you think she's gonna hang on? You think she's gonna commit to the character for life now? Is she gone? Is she gone? Is she gonna be like Wigger her whole life?
No, I think she'll come out like eventually and be like when all the anti-Instagram stuff starts coming out in like 5 to 10 years, when all those people start losing money and they don't have it, because there's a new website that they're not young and hot, that's when you'll hear it. Or she'll be like, I thought my life was...
No, it was a good run. It was a good run.
Is Snoop Dogg's name Bill Cosby? Oh.
No, but Bill Cosby's tweeting at Snoop Dogg to thank him for protecting the legacy of black men, and I don't really get how Bill Cosby's tweeting from prison. I guess he's just able to.
But you think they don't have the internet in prison? How do you think we get love after lockup?
It's so sad and disappointing that successful black women are being used to tarnish the image and legacy of successful black men. Oh.
It's like, he has no remorse.
Wow. By the way, look at that. My heartfelt prayers are with Kobe and his family, as well as Michael Jackson and his family. Damn, fucking Cosby's throwing heat, dude. That's great.
He doesn't stop.
I love that he's just doing that. He's like, yeah, fuck all these bitches. You were right, Snoop.
Excuse me, is this thing on? Is this microphone on? I just want to say to everybody, suck my dick. Suck my dick, and all those bitches that I raped, you loved it.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Two boy butts for a whole career full of hits?
Come on.
Come on with zipping and zapping in the butt. Zipping
and
zapping.
And the girls were asleep, but I still wrote the Cosby Show.
And the licking and the sticking and the banging and the booping.
Well, I can't be touched.
The first line says, when they brought me to my gated community and placed me inside of my penthouse.
They didn't win, nor did they silence me. It's so sad and disappointing that successful black women are. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Camille and my family, thank you, thank you, thank you. Go, but keep going. There's more Bill Cosby. Oh, hashtag. Man, a whole thing of just hashtags.
Hashtag thank you, Snoop Dogg.
Hashtag bet on black,
black legacy. Hashtag stop. You can read it, Jay. You're closer.
Stop tearing down black men. Hashtag enough is enough. Hashtag Kobe legacy lives on. Hashtag Gianna legacy. He's clout chasing. Hashtag Michael Jackson legacy lives on. Hashtag Bill Cosby far from finished. Nah.
That's gotta be finished, the new special. That's gotta be the new special.
Far from finished.
Far from finished. I did. Bill Cosby didn't come.
Yeah. If you don't mind, everybody, I got to do this special laying down on my belly.
Now, like Larry Bird in 1992.
Cosby is blind. Is he just having like a prisoner do his dictating for him?
No, no.
Dude,
way,
that's dude. Hilarious. He's just got a Latin king that's like, so Mr. Cosby, I'm supposed to be in here with you for the computer area for like an hour a day. He goes, I want you to tap something for me. Tell him I said suck my dick. That's going to be the new movie they do in like 30 years, you know, when all of the rape trials wash away and Bill Cosby's looked back at.
The Cosby movie?
Yeah, where he goes, he was a disgraced legendary comedian. He was a murderer from the wrong tracks, wrong side of the tracks. And it's just going to be a movie about Bill Cosby tweeting with this fucking Mexican gang member. Hey, Mr. Cosby, a lot of the stuff you tell me here. I really feel like why are you doing Batman?
Shut up, it's all Mexican, which thing, and you zip it and you zap it.
You really tell me who I am in here, Mr. Cosby, even though you have cloudy eyes like a homeless dog.
Why are you so milky, bro?
Yeah, bro. You taught me how to put people to sleep.
Look at the likes of people that came out to support when he apologized. MC Light and MC Hammer. Two masters of ceremony.
Come on. Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, well, he commented on it, but then also it falls off quick after Jamie Foxx on levels of importance. MC Light and MC Hammer? What is this, my eighth grade dance?
Yeah. Hey, guys, has Rex and Effects got any words on the situation?
Really, dude?
Guys, do we get any word from Bell Biv DeVoe?
Is African Bambaata want to maybe chime in?
Dude, like- he got in trouble for like, or someone, what's that?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was going to say it looks like there's actually one more Snoop Dogg video.
Play it!
Apology.
Top of the morning, Snoop Dogg coming at you live and direct with a message. Two wrongs don't make no right. When you're wrong, you got to fix it.
Right,
so with that being said,
what are you doing, okay?
I publicly tore you down. I'm coming at you in a derogatory manner based off of emotions, me being angry at questions that you asked.
Overreacted.
I should have handled it way different than that.
Why is that hat so weird?
Way better than that.
Is he covering
so
a hurricane?
I like apologize publicly for the language that I used and calling you out of your name, just being disrespectful. I didn't mean for it to be like that. I was just expressing myself for a friend that wasn't here to defend himself.
A lot of people look up to me
and they love me and they appreciate me.
All right, so Scott, this is yeah, the audience.
Yeah,
sucks.
Yeah, he's apologizing.
Got it.
Well, anyway, so he apologizes,
and then he goes on this show.
And he goes on this show to do the rounds of apology. But man, this is the wrong group to have to apologize to. That's an intimidating table for some reason.
Yeah,
a girl.
We would get sliced up like a butcher block. Yeah, there,
a teenager who's been a billionaire since she was like, you know, she doesn't remember not be.
Dude, she doesn't
remember not like taking an actual working choo-choo train throughout her house, Silver Spoon style.
She loves her own books. This right. woman has the most confidence ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She reads her own books.
You're talking to children who read their own books, the girl, female of those, her mother, and the woman that somehow put that in her. I wonder what Jada Pinkett's mom was before she got famous, though, and wealthy. Jada Pinkett, or she went to a pretty good school, so maybe her mom was always like kind of like well-to-do or something. But it'd be funny if like,
well, Jada went to a performing arts high school,
right? That's what I'm saying. But it would've been funny though if Jada Pinkett was actually like a street kid who like got famous and like and became like this.
Yeah,
because you understand, you go, oh well, through money, and you know, changing of lifestyle, like she's become like, you know, like a uppity kind of like lady in some way. But the mom, it would be funny if the mom was also just like, oh, bitch. Iverson's mom had blue fucking hair and gold things in her hair. straight through his fucking career. She never, and she had money because of him, you know, but she never like lived her life. Like she was just the fucking chick she was. She never started showing up to the games in like nice suits and sweaters. She wore an Iverson jersey and had gold teeth and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And she just was what she was. It'd be great if Jada Pinkett's mom was like that before.
Still hood, just still down.
Fucking. Yeah. Just total. And then one day she was like, oh, well, we're living good now. All right, I'm going to go to Annie Says and buy some clothes.
Yeah, let me go. Well, hit play.
I admit that I've been the one that said, nigga, bitches, hoes. Yeah. I used that my whole 7 to 10 years of my
first I love that he's dressed up like a professor.
Into my career. Yeah. So it's kind of hard to, like, take those words out of the equation when I got to do shows that people love that song
right.
for those words.
Yeah. So just last year, you mm-hmm. came out with a new album.
Right.
And it almost seems like you had a relapse. You went back to the calling women bitches and...
Let me explain to you. It's hard to let go something that you've been accustomed to your whole life.
Yeah, who got Snoop Dogg to agree to this?
I can't believe
he must have been high as fuck.
I forgot how great this is, where she goes, you had a bit of a relapse. It's like really talking to him. He's like, okay, well, let me explain. He's like on the ropes. Like, this guy's been involved in murders, lady.
Let me say this. Jada's mom's bringing some real white lady asshole energy to Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah.
What were you going to say, Black Lou?
This whole video terrifies me because this is like basically sitting out at dinner with my aunt and my mom.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And then just being like, especially, why would you... So, like, if they heard our show, they'd be like, what makes that funny, Lewis?
Black Lewis.
Black Lewis. Oh, yeah.
Black Lewis. Oh.
She'd be like, what's funny in that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm very lucky, man. One of the things I'm very, very lucky about, and I think you are too, is our moms understood our senses of humor to where we wouldn't get... You know, when I was young, I would get in some trouble for certain jokes. Like, if I made a fetal alcohol syndrome joke to my mom while she was making a drink. We'd be like, oh, that explains why I can't buy hats in stores. And she'd be like, all right, Dan. You know, because that was, like, a little too close to her. But for the most part...
Yes, Dan, yes. I drank most of my pregnancy with you.
Deep into the second trimester.
Yes.
Deep into the second trimester.
Okay, yes.
I want to say...
You think that's got a little something to do maybe with why I still drink, Dan? Do you think maybe?
Month number 7. Do you think I was going to get an inflated watermelon head out of my hooch? But I think that that always made me think about like how terrified I would have been. Or not terrified, just how shittier it would have been to try to do stand-up with a mom that's like... Why are you saying those things? Why is those, you know what I mean? My mom had the opposite energy where she was like, oh, that's funny. Like, that's, I see what you're saying. I was doing jokes about her date guys or whatever. And she's like, literally one time after I did Conan for the first time and she saw that set and she was like, well, I dated him, right? And I was like, yeah. She's like, so if you can make it funny, make it funny.
Oh, yeah. Like my mom, yeah. That's one of my mom's too. She's
but you got to understand, we're very lucky. We're very lucky. There's like a lot of people. I know a lot of people in comedy who are like, their moms are like, well, why do you talk like that? Oh, it's disgusting.
You know that Diane doesn't like when I talk about my dad's small penis.
Diane doesn't like when you're talking about my penis. I remember filming Comedy Central Half Hours in Boston, and there was a comic there he was like, yeah, my parents just don't believe in what I do. I'm like, you're taping a half hour special for Comedy Central. And he's like, they just think it's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, by the time I was doing a half-hour special, my parents... Well, my dad was... I don't even know if he knew I did a half-hour special at the time or something. But, like, my mom and, like, step-pop, like, knew... I don't know if my step-pop was, like, so, like, really into it even still yet at that point. Because I think he knew still that I was, like, not successful in the big sense. In the sense of, like, I had roommates and whatever like that. He realizes now in hindsight with my brother that I was killing the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, oh, wow. He never came home, never really asked for money. So
this guy did great.
Yeah, but like, I don't think he saw. I think now he does. My mom like relatively quickly got past like, this is a crazy dream to be like, ooh, that's fun.
Yeah.
And kind of like, you know, what are you doing? What are you up to?
Yeah. And I
also never went to my mom though, weirdly, with like gripes of work. I was never like, I'm fucking in a bad, bad place financially and career-wise right now. I've never gone there. I mean, I felt that way. I've just never shared that with her because I didn't want her to worry.
Sure. I'm guessing that Snoop Dogg's mom is like, if she's a baby, you know, my little bizzle got to do whatever my bizzle's got to do to get that rent mizzle.
I also think she wouldn't have cared if he came home with all that from an international drug deal that he made. Or from rapping or saying bitch or whatever.
But just, you can just see that she's like, and how did you feel about that? It's like,
you're
trying to get someone to explain something that's, you're not lending your mind to it. So you're going to be like, this guy was a Crip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he is a Crip. You can fucking look at it in multiple ways. This guy could be fucking doing real dirt in the streets, and this guy's a millionaire who has legacy money. His family has legacy money.
I understand. I'd say Snoop Dogg is still maybe two phone calls away from legitimately anybody he once killed that is touchable to be killed.
Yes. Totally.
Sure. He still knows a guy. If he doesn't know the guy, he knows the first guy who knows
the guy. He doesn't even need to know the guy. He's got a friend that he can go like, hey, you remember Dennis down at the CVS, the manager I got in that shit with? He gonna need to disappear. And he's like, gotcha, Snoop.
Yeah.
And then he's just gone.
That's absolutely the case.
Nice to meet you, man. What's your name? He's like, my name's Mark, and I just took over the manager here at CVS. He goes, pleasure to meet you, Mark.
And Mama Pinkett's like, she's like, seems like you had a relapse, asshole.
Yeah.
That was old.
Who?
That's an old picture of Mama Pinkett.
She's hot.
Let me see.
She's smoking hot.
Damn, look at her body. She's jacked still.
Mama Pinkett's smoking hot. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's something that you really trying to work on, and it's sometimes where
that
it's
looks like one
oh,
of the
man.
Fucking Duracell people.
I know that. I just got that. I fucking forgot about those commercials.
Duracell people.
Those giant Duracell people.
Oh, somebody said also that. Oh, who was it? Oh, is Ellen DeGeneres also looks like the Duracell people now?
That's so funny. That's so fucking funny. Said that.
And I had a backslid. It used to be a time when my music was everything. You know, Snoop's music, his songs, his words. But once you become a grown man, and you realize that your words have power.
The repercussions.
And you have power. Then you have to pull back. And even me and Pac got into it because he was like, he wanted me to stay gangster. And I was like, cuz, I got a baby on the way.
Dude, yes. He's Corey Feldmaning. Dead Corey Haim.
He
goes, I tried to say years before. He goes, we should talk bad about women, be great to women, Pac, and not get involved in crime no more. I says, we going to get shot one day.
Pac's up in heaven going, what the fuck, dude?
See, I said that to you, man.
Dude, I said you were fucking running with the wrong guys.
I don't think Pac would mind me saying it now. I wrote Dear Mama.
Yeah, he goes, it was actually about my mama, not his mama.
What?
He
didn't have a good relationship with his mama.
I also wrote America's Most Wanted. I also wrote, what
Brenda
else
got
I wrote?
A baby.
Shorty Gonna Be a Thug.
Brenda got a baby.
All of All Eyes on Me was me. You know what I mean?
How do you hear me?
Okay. The whole, I gave him, Snoop Dogg basically wrote Tupac.
And that, and that is when Tupac allowed himself to get raped.
Yeah, yeah.
Riz-aped.
He was about to get riz-aped. I listened.
Sodomized.
Willow just there adding rich kid energy.
Just bitch face.
Just adding
she just
real.
Adds, yeah, she goes, it is pretty gross.
Yeah, your words fucking bum me out.
She should be so amped up that fucking Snoop Dogg's at her house. She's like, that's not that big of a deal.
He's old, but he is. He's like older.
I know, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah.
She actually has like stink face. Like, you backslid and say bitch again. Like, I'm over it.
Ew.
That was trash.
I understand what they want him to apologize for putting out some of the most iconic rap albums.
Yes, they
that
do.
That they absolutely dance to.
Yes, they do. And by the way, what a stance to take when your husband is Will Smith, who's never cursed on a record in his life.
By the way, way to win that one, Will. Way to do the long play.
Oh, it's such a long... Everyone thought at the beginning, he goes, women are great and really good.
Yeah,
they put me in the best old mood.
And don't call them bees, I call them friends. Everyone's like, man, what's Will Smith doing? He's corny as fuck. And now in 2020, everyone's like, see, my dad had the right idea. And Snoop Dogg's like, yeah.
I don't have sex till the seventh day.
Yeah, he goes, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Your bitch ass dad was about to get smacked up in 1995. But I killed a man in 1996 when he was still with DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Christine, bring up Family Guy, Fresh Prince, or Will Smith raps. Family, you remember that, correct? Family Guy doing Will Smith rapping?
No.
Dude, you're going to love this. The show's pretty much over. Play more of this while you find that, if you don't mind.
I have a lot to live for.
Right.
He had no kids.
Pac and I used to get into his usage of bitch and hoe.
Right.
We got into it hard. Core. I'm
because
talking
he could
about.
Give you this beautiful record.
Yes.
And then turn around.
And I was like, what are you
What is she getting him to say? He give you this beautiful record
and then turn around, just fuck it all. But that was Pac, man. He didn't give a shit. He didn't care about women, I guess.
Dude, he really is fell dog.
He's blown away. He goes, Pac, we give you this beautiful record. And then just go and fuck it up. Say bitch.
Oh,
bitch.
Man.
Makes me damn sick.
You want to put on the Nothing But a G Thing video where they're spraying her down with the 40?
Yeah.
And he's like, I always treated women good. Always.
I just tell Pac, I don't want to pour booze on this woman's head while she's sucking all our dicks. And he was like, do it or you're gay. I didn't want to be gay.
AIDS was definitely, A-Zizzle was a gay de-Zizzle.
It was a gay de-Zizzle.
It was a bath hizzle de-Zizzle.
Now you can fit what I know about AIDS in a thimble, but see every coop here to lay the dizzle on y'all's.
Oh, for sure. You catching the HIV Vizzle with a bath hizzle.
Go play the rest of this.
I'm not talking about you.
Have an unprotected sizzle. Oh, for sizzle. I'm catching the HIV Vizzle in a bath hizzle.
Dude, I would pray for somebody to come in and crack her in the Willow Smith in the face right now. Another young lady to come. You watch that?
Just get a girl from McDonald's that works at McDonald's. Here's $1,000. Attack Willow Smith.
Watch her reaction to this. She goes, and Pac would say to me, I'm not talking about you. And Willow goes, ooh. It's
he could give you this beautiful record.
Yes.
And then turn around.
And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm not talking about you. Ooh.
And it's we was torn, though. Like,
right,
to be able to do this and that. It's like, he wasn't talking about you, but he had to talk to those that was out there.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though. He tried his best to define for me.
Bitch and hoe?
He was walking his walk.
He tried to define for me the difference, which, of course, never made no sense
at all.
I mean, dude, so Snoop Dogg is just shoveling dirt on Tupac.
Sandbagging him, dude. And his explanation, I remember same thing. I used to say, it don't make no sense, Pa. But he was like, I'm the boss, so you got to listen to me. And then he would hit me. Sometimes he would hit me.
I would say, Tupac, you know, I got to pay that state tax. You know, and he'd be like, oh, no, I'm not going to pay state tax. So he's probably looking to him, not me.
His hair was thinning. He was close to 300 pounds.
Should we listen to the Will Smith thing and take it out of here? This was the best.
Wow, you're awesome.
You're so cool. Awesome.
You've checkmated my teenage cynicism.
Excellent. I'm a bigger hit with the kids than Will Smith and his nice...
And then to watch Snoop sit there and be like, mm-hmm. Oh, for sure, it was Tupac. It was Tupac and mostly Suge.
Yeah. Goes, Tupac did kill Biggie.
She goes, yeah.
He had him killed. I know it was after, but still.
Snoop, do you remember when you were supposed to pick me up from the airport 2 years ago and you forgot? He goes, that was Nate Dogg's fault. He's blaming all the
dead. Everyone who's dead.
Yeah, he goes, oh, no, that was definitely Nate Dogg.
Oh, that wasn't me. No, that wasn't me at all.
But you using bitch.
That code, was, who died in from this town? Nipsey, that was Nipsey Hussle.
Man, he goes, who else? That was Kobe.
Kobe did that. Yeah. You know, that's funny. He goes, you can't call Gail King a bitch and tell people to go get her. He goes, no, that was Kobe.
He wrote that for us.
It was about Kobe. He goes, that's why it was him. Just let the record show that I said that now. Mm-hmm. In 20 years, that's how it will read.
By the way, isn't Sunday the documentary?
Monday,
yeah. Next Monday.
It's Monday?
Yeah.
Monday night at 11 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, yeah.
I'm seeing if I got...
Stahl's music, just in case you guys want to get serious about things.
I forgot I'm filming Billions, but I'll be done. It starts at 11, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to come right to your house. Mm-hmm. A week from today. Mm-hmm. The Rape of Two Corys.
Oh, yeah.
One time only. Then it'll just be for free.
Oh, it'll be on YouTube in like a month.
I hope by that night.
We'll have our companion piece up on YouTube.
Oh, Jesus.
We'll have a companion piece.
I can't wait. There's so much happening this weekend.
$40? Yeah, but
Black Lou's turning 35. Pussy's $40 still.
Pussy's still 40 bucks. We're back up.
I'm sugar crashing.
Can I ask, is there a camper that can do us a solid? And I don't know how to record this thing.
A camper? You want a camper to bootleg it?
Well,
do it, dogs.
Yeah, I mean.
You're just asking him to. You're asking him to illegally pirate it for you. Okay, Jacob Batat wants you to legally pirate it.
Don't there do
it
is. That.
Yeah, Tupac. Tupac said it was cool.
Is that true, man?
Tupac said it was awesome.
He goes,
come on, man.
He make you an amazing, beautiful song, and then just turn around and just mean to women again.
Right?
Make me damn sick.
I'm gonna get out of here. Y'all validate parking.
Yo, y'all strong women. I hope your pussy hair and underarm hair grow long, y'all.
Anyways, I gotta go do a song with T-Pain.
I gotta go buy a wooden pick.
Yeah. Big J Okerson at BigJComedy.com for the You Gotta Want It Tour Salt
Just
Lake.
Pumped this weekend, yeah. Salt Lake. You got
this Friday and Saturday.
Denver. A late show added on Thursday.
Let's do it.
Everything else sold out. So fill that late show up, everybody. Denver Comedy Works. Danny's coming home, y'all.
Yeah.
I'll be in Salt Lake City. BigJComedy.com. Dan's